Hey guys, welcome to Plotted. I'm Jana.
I'm Ashlyn.
And today we'll be talking about something almost as scary as inflation.
Watch this.
And that is Stranger Things Volume 4. I think we may have some differing opinions on this one.
Yes, we do.
Because I didn't like it
and I did like it.
Okay.
So now this is where it's going to get interesting.
We're going to fight.
Will this start another, like, you know, pause on Plotted?
Cancel Plotted.
Will we beat each other up? I guess you won't know because you can't see us.
We might be fighting. You'll never know.
You don't know. We could be dudes. You don't know.
You don't know. You don't know anything.
You don't mind.
Okay. Sometimes I wish we were dudes. It seems that life might be a little easier. Oh my god.
Imagine the things we could say.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so yeah. Stranger Things Volume 4 came out. I have a funny story. I think you've heard it before. I kneecapped myself watching this.
Yes, I know.
So we watched, okay, for context, Ashlyn and I watched the first volume separately.
Yes.
And then she sat with me and made me watch through Volume 2.
Yes.
Because I was very hesitant. But Ashlyn had texted me during the week after Volume 1 had come out, and she was like, hey, are you coming to the exercise class tonight? And I was like, oh man, I can't, I fell over my coffee table. And they're like, how the frick did you fall over your coffee table? I was watching the third episode of Stranger Things, I was yelling at the TV and stood up too fast and just tumbled over my coffee table and kneecapped my knees.
And we're gonna talk about why.
Yeah.
But we should probably warn, from now on, there's going to be spoilers. So if you're the only person on this whole planet that hasn't watched season 4 of Stranger Things, then you need to get your priorities in order.
Honestly, we watched it so you don't have to.
Exactly.
So, enjoy
Jana's
this discussion.
Nicer than me. I was like, get it together.
Get it together. Or don't. I don't think this one's worth watching.
I do. But, I mean, liked it.
If you made it this far, you gotta watch it all, I guess.
Yes. Because so I'm gonna assume everyone that's listening already knows or already familiar with the characters.
Yeah.
We don't have to really go into that. Already familiar with everything. Now we're just gonna really talk about, or what I really want to talk about, is just everyone's character development.
Okay. So we're gonna start this discussion by talking about the California crew, which was Argyle, Jonathan, Mike, and Will.
Yes.
And I thought they were fun. I think they were entertaining. They had their moments. I don't really think they accomplished anything.
Oh no, they did not. The only person that helped them accomplish anything was Dustin's girlfriend, and she was there for 2.5 seconds.
That was a good, I like that moment.
I know, I love that moment, but that was literally the only thing.
Right.
Like, honestly, they couldn't even do that, so they had to go find someone else to
That's
do it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the road trip aspect was fun, don't get me wrong. But just
was
the
it?
Part where
I don't think Will
right.
thought so.
Right.
I love Will.
That's what I was about to say. Will literally is having a mental crisis, and everyone's like, whatever, man.
I mean, I will say out of everything, maybe it's because I just don't like Mike that much, but
join the crew.
I mean, I did like Argyle. He was great.
Oh my gosh, I loved Argyle. I mean, he didn't contribute to the plot, but I love that he didn't question any of it. They were like, hey, our friend has superpowers. Hey, there's this other dimension. He's like, cool, dude. I was like, I love this stoner boy.
I know, he was
great. He's a good one. I mean, he didn't really do anything super cool, but I was like, he's entertaining. I enjoy this.
I mean, other than him, why don't we just label these guys? Because I loved everyone else. And I did like that their character, sure. I mean, were they my favorite? No. Let's label them as the problem children.
Yes.
Because the reason why is because, number one, Jonathan needs to get a make a cut, and sorry for my cursing, I'm the only one that's cursing, but mostly because, like, he finally gets Nancy, and then he just doesn't want to tell her that he doesn't want to go to college with her. Listen, that is fine. Also, if you're not feeling it anymore, just tell her.
Yeah.
But this whole back and forth thing, I do not appreciate.
I have a point on that for later. I have my notes.
Yes, and honestly, and I guess you could turn around and say that Nancy's doing the same thing, but I don't think so. I think she's just basing off her reaction off of him.
Yeah.
Because he's been very secretive, and he didn't want to go see her, so she's like, well, you know what, I don't really want to go out of my way and see him.
Right.
Which I totally understand, you know, give and take. And he's been kind of taking the whole time, so she's not going to give anymore.
I mean, it's still kind of weird she hooked up with the guy who took pictures of her with no consent, but, you know.
I mean, if we're going to talk about, yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is why I'm also low-key Nancy and Steve, but we're going to get to that. But also, and then Mike, let's talk about his reactions to Elle's big, maybe I shouldn't have done that moment.
Oh, yeah. So my mom actually was the most mad about this of anyone I've met. She stopped watching the show because of it.
Because he wouldn't defend her?
Yes.
I know.
My mom, literally, I texted her while I was watching it, and I was like, yeah, I'm at this part. She goes, her friends suck. They made her violent. They encouraged her violence. And when she finally beats up her bully, they just stand there and are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, thank you, Mom. You put into words all of the things I'm thinking.
And this is the moment where Jana, like, hurt her kneecaps, is because she stood up yelling at Mike and then fell.
I think so. I can't remember if it was that or when the scientist, the doctor guy, showed up for Elle and was like, don't worry, we have a convenient solution to bring your superpowers back. And I was so mad at that. For now, the California crew, yeah, I think that they suck.
Except for Will. Will really tried. Yeah. Will's been trying with Elle, but, like, he has a lot of his own issues.
I think his and Jonathan's relationship with Elle is freaking adorable.
Yeah.
And I wish it got more screen time because I was like, I love this brother-sister dynamic.
Yeah, because they make it seem like, it makes it seem that Will doesn't like Elle so much because of Mike and Elle's whole dynamic.
Right.
But you see that that's not the case.
I literally have a note right under that that says, why is everyone in love with Mike? It makes sense to an extent that Will and Elle would have baseline feelings for him. But Mike fostered his feelings for Elle and totally abandoned Will. How is he not so pissed off?
Yeah, honestly. And can we talk about the fact that the first season is all about trying to find Will, but as soon as everyone finds Will, not just in this season, but in all other seasons, no one cares.
Will has every right to be sobbing in the back of the van.
I mean, he's had a hard time.
Yeah.
Hard time.
That's why I suggested one of my edits is they should have used a new character instead of making them a throwaway character to be, like, to stand by him and, like, understand his feelings.
Yes, and also because, another love interest.
Right. Well, please. My thing was, is Jonathan has this moment with Will in the California crew, and he's like, I understand you, brother. And, like, there's nothing you could do to make me love you less. I'm like, boy, you can't even understand your own girlfriend right now.
Yeah.
So you're not exactly leading by example.
And also, it's like, Why now? Jonathan probably should have had this talk with Will a while ago.
Yeah.
Because it's obvious. But can we also talk about the fact that Will was, like, legit bawling, crying, and no one noticed? I can't even shed one tear without everyone looking at me.
Yeah. I will say I have been on, like, really bad girls' trips before where that has happened.
Really?
Yeah, and no one, it's bad.
No, you know what? Now I'm thinking back, I did have one.
Or, like, awkward family trips. I was on a church trip one time, actually, and I was reading a book, and I ended up just sobbing in the back of the van because the book was so sad, and somebody asked me about it. I'm like, I'm just sad that we're leaving.
Someone asked you. That's the point.
Yes, yeah, no, Mike just sitting there being like, wow, Elle loves me a lot, and Will be like, she loves you so much.
Well, and plus, also, it's like, I feel like if you're crying or something like that and people aren't paying attention, it's because they know.
Yeah.
And they don't want to draw attention.
Right.
We've had a girl's trip memory about that when someone fell downstairs.
I was like, should we look at you or not? And she was like, don't look at me. And we're like, okay.
And then we all turn around and just, like, did not make eye contact with her. And then she checked in the next day. She was like, so I'm fine. But she asked.
Yeah, we got consent to acknowledge that.
Yeah, because sometimes the embarrassment makes you cry harder than the actual thing.
Right. I think that Jonathan, since we're breaking down the characters in the California crew, Jonathan became the comedic relief, and I never felt like we fully understand why he was pulling away from Nancy. Because there was the college thing.
Yeah, they never explained. It's like, why do you not want to go to college with Nancy?
He gave that weird, like, stoned out answer to Argyle, and Argyle's like, yeah, why don't you do this thing to fix it? And he's like, I can't do that. And I'm like, why are you stupid?
It doesn't really explain why.
No wonder you're not going to a good college.
Well, why does he, is it because he didn't get into that college? Or is it because he just,
so.
I thought it was because he didn't
want to
go.
For me, like, I know this would be a normal, like, thing in, like, a YA novel. Like, oh no, we're not going to the same college. Like, our relationship is rocky. But I'm like, after everything they've been through, I think college is not even an issue.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, they've been living long distance for, like, a year.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it hasn't worked out that well for them.
Right. But
sometimes, honestly, they kind of trauma bonded.
They did. That's true.
That's why I'm like,
see, that should have been a point.
They did. They drama bonded. They did. I mean, like, honestly,
no,
Nancy,
I mean, that should have been a point. Like, they should have talked about it and be like, oh, maybe we just like each other because we saved each other's lives a couple times.
That's what
and
I'm
that's
saying.
Where the feelings end.
I think they should explore that because, honestly, Nancy had no interest in him until all this weird stuff happened.
Yeah.
And it's kind of same for him. I don't think he really cared about Nancy either.
Besides taking pictures of her.
Yeah. Even then, it was weird. I was like, red flag.
I loved Argyle, as stated. Would have fit right in with the Hawkins kids if he had a chance to meet them.
He did, I think, at the end.
Maybe he did. I just don't remember it. I think he was there for like 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah. No, they didn't really help with the overall like conflict. No.
No. Will definitely is growing, but I wish the writers had taken the leap into his final form and not been like, what's going on with Will? It's like, I think we all know.
I think Will... Ooh, you know what they're gonna hint at?
What?
Will and, what's her name? Robin? They're gonna have a talk.
Oh, yeah. That should happen this season. Again, they're just... There's
well, because if they... Well, they weren't together, but maybe now she's gonna get the vibe, and she's gonna pull him aside and be like, listen.
I thought you were saying Will and Robin are gonna get together.
Like, no!
I was like, Ashlyn. Ashlyn.
No, they're definitely gay. But
it's not gonna work.
But maybe Robin will help him.
Yeah.
Kind of figure
it
out.
I hope so. I really wanted them to introduce a minor character to help, to just be Will's friend and maybe help him figure this out.
Yeah, because everyone has a person but Will.
Yeah.
And that's been hinted at since the first season.
Right. He has no friends. Like,
except for Jonathan.
I get that maybe he's crushed on Mike because they've been friends for so long, but I was like, okay, no, I would be pissed at Mike because he forgot about you. Not once, but like 3 different times.
I kind of see, so I'll be devil's kind of advocate. I kind of see why he likes Will. I mean, why Will likes Mike. Let me tell you why. My sister kind of, we talked about this before. It's because probably Mike was the most enthusiastic about finding him in the beginning, the very first season. So maybe Mike has this very like knight in shining armor glow around him, which was in the picture. Makes sense. And that's why Will sees him as like his hero slash...
Is that a trauma bond?
That is a trauma bond. We're just exploring all of these
bonds.
I'm
just saying, if you're going to introduce... I do agree with your points. I just think that they should have... If they're going to introduce new minor characters, they should have introduced a friend in California for Will. For Will to be like, wow, Mike kind of sucks this season. And like, it's never going to happen. And for him to move on...
Will needs a Steve.
He does need a Steve. We all need a Steve.
Because Steve is... helps Robin through it.
Yeah.
So Will needs someone like that.
He's such a good single mom.
He really is. He tries his hardest.
So do you have anything else to add for the California crew?
No, that's it. Rest in peace, Will, and all of your feelings, because no one cares. I mean, I do like how it tied into the third season.
The Russians?
Yeah, that it continued.
Yeah.
I do love, what's his face? The bald guy. Sorry, guy. What's his name?
Hopper?
No. No. He is bald, isn't he? I'm talking about the one that's not cute.
Murphy?
Yeah.
The one that's not cute. You don't think Murphy's cute? I'm kidding.
You can have him.
No, you're good. No. I got Vecna.
That's true.
That's a whole other issue for a therapy session. Yeah, so the adults in Russia, I thought was terrible.
I mean...
Like, it had potential, but it didn't... That was literally the sequences where I would just tune out and go do something else.
Honestly, I did like it, mostly because it followed a very action movie theme, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I liked it, because I was like, I'm very much into, like, what are the Russians going to do? How is he going to escape? What is his plan?
Right.
And then,
have a plan?
And of course, I'm a hopeless romantic, so I'm like, Hopper and...
Joyce.
I'm going to call her Joan.
What a fake Joyce. Fan. Did you even watch this season?
I know faces. I was like, y'all need to get together. I have to see all unite. I have to see the light in each other's eyes when you see each other. I am so invested. I did think he was going to die, though.
Yeah.
I was like, it's too good to be true. I guess maybe that's why I was holding my breath, because I was like, she's going to die or he's going to die before they can see each other, and they're never going to have this moment. Mm-hmm. But then they do.
Yeah.
And of course, at that moment, I mean, like, I will say this, they had the moment and there was sexual tension. Not the time, but also it's a movie.
Like Fear Street. That scene reminded me of Fear Street when they're being chased and they're like, everybody makes out. And you're like, dang it, you guys, it's not the time for
this. That was a very stupid move. Like, they all went separate ways getting ready for battle and then they come back and it's just
You guys should listen to our Fear Street episode if you haven't.
Yes. You know exactly what we're talking about.
Plug. If I had to rate, like, all the groups in this season, I'd say the Russian group was my least favorite.
The Misfit Kids were my least favorite, which is Will and them.
Yeah.
No offense,
California
Will.
Crew.
Yeah, excluding Will. Will was nice. Everyone else
was. It's like, save Will. Everyone else, die.
Save Will, like the first season. So the worlds are separated at this point. Except for Vecna hitting against the wall. But before then, they were separated before, Vecna tried. How is it that the monsters and the hive mind still live? They should be dead. That's the only plot hole.
Wow, it's a hole. It's a big ol' hole.
And then it's like, it would make sense if it was like, oh, we had these corpses and now they're alive again because Vecna is hitting it. But that's not what's going on. They've been doing this for months.
Yeah.
So that's the only one thing. I mean, like, I will look away because I feel like they're trying real hard to solve this.
And we're going to get back to the world building because I definitely have notes on that.
I know you do.
We're so professional having notes.
I know. Honestly, they're helping me out.
So, since it's at the top of my list, how about L and the Nina Project?
Oh, L.
I
kind of like how they circled it back to him. To Papa.
To Papa.
You are like Papa.
No!
Really?
You are like Papa. I can't really tell you how many times I've done that to my dad and he still doesn't know the reference.
Oh, no!
I'll do that and he's like, okay.
Okay.
You don't have another dad. I'm like, fine.
Like, it's a ref.
I thought this storyline had a lot of potential, but I didn't appreciate them replaying the same scene over and over. Like, I see what they were getting at, but how they were like, oh, she has a memory block, so she can't remember. So they're like replaying the same memories until she puzzled it out. I think we would have benefited from, like, in season 2 with 8, how they just had a whole episode of Elle figuring out.
That is frustrating, though.
So, that's coming, too. I got notes on that.
I feel it.
But I felt like the whole Nina Project could have been an episode of them figuring out one, and Henry, and Peter, and the connection there. And then maybe the next episode being, like, Brenner dying, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I got really frustrated with them playing it over and over. I'm like, yes, good morning, hello, you're gorgeous. What's going on?
Yeah. I will say that was kind of sloppy how they edited out 8. Well, they kind of explained it. Honestly,
they literally go, also 8. And I'm like, what?
Well, I mean, like, honestly, I really think the writers, I know what they did. And this, they planned out season 1, somewhat season 2. Season 3, they're like, okay, here's season 3. Like, it's not the best, but it doesn't really connect with anything, but it kind of continues.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
And then season 4, they're like, we didn't plan this far. We didn't think we'd get this far.
I read that they planned out the world building, though, which is why I'm so frustrated at it. That's another point, though.
Well, I honestly think they didn't, and they just said they did.
I mean, I've done that before, yeah. I've definitely walked into the class before and been like, yeah, I've totally planned out the end of my novel, and then I'm sitting there, like, typing really fast and sweating.
Yeah, so I'm like, so maybe, that's why I give them the benefit of the doubt a little bit, because I was like, well, for what you have to connect it, you're doing it well, because you had nothing.
See, I'm the opposite.
It's lazy writing. I'm trying to help you out, Stranger Things.
I know. I'm a Debbie Downer today, and I am not letting up. I think they should have just done a whole episode and been like, you know, Elle reconnecting with her memories or whatever and being like, oh no, this gorgeous man who's very trustworthy isn't trustworthy.
Yeah. And also they explain why Elle's the only one left. That always bothered me.
Yeah, I mean, that part of it was good. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate all the child corpses. That was not a fun time for me.
Not a fun time.
Mm-mm.
No, she was young.
She was so little.
She was like 5.
She's a baby.
She's just a baby.
I thought they're like, did she kill all these children? I'm like, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't say no because she has murdered a lot.
In the beginning, I was like, this makes sense.
You're like, she is a killer and I love her so much.
I was like, you can do no wrong. Well, because I was like, actually, because it always hints, it's like, is she the monster? And I was like, kind of low-key, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she has very violent tendencies.
Right.
Would that survive in the real world? No. So I'm very interested to see how season 5 will end. I don't think Elsa will survive. She cannot function in real society.
Yeah.
And that's where everyone dies.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
So the Dr. Brenner and the other guy, I cannot remember his name.
The doctor. Second doctor?
Yeah, the second one. Number
doctor two.
Dr.
Junior, the least important one.
Right. I felt like they were just walking exposition dumps. Every single word out of their mouth was like, well, this is because of this. Actually, blah, blah, blah. Convenient answer after convenient answer. Especially when...
But also, how did that guy not die in season 1?
Right!
This is what I'm saying. They made a mistake in season 1. No, not saying it's a mistake. Season 1, amazing. But... They did not plan. This is what I mean by they did not plan. I know they can say, oh, we planned it. No, you didn't. Because if you would have planned it, you would have hinted that he was still alive.
Right. Because, so. I mean, they hinted at Vecna, apparently. Because, I mean, I've seen the clips. Well, I've seen the clips of them playing the clock noise. They did the bare minimum. When I say hinting, they did the bare minimum of playing the clock noise in every season.
They just found a noise that was true. That was similar. True. That was actually a
have
background
have we switched
noise.
Roles? I think we have.
I think we have! I'm starting to...
No, it's okay.
I'm digging deeper.
No, the doctors annoyed me because they were like, oh, your powers are gone? Don't worry. Magic dust will fix it! Magic fairy dust!
Go into dark hole.
Yeah, go into dark hole and get the memories back.
Memories. But honestly, it makes sense that she had... Honestly, I guess that's why I was like, no, it makes sense that she has repressed memories.
Trauma?
Yeah. Her whole life is trauma.
No wonder she beat that girl with a roller skate.
And they was like, you just don't remember. And I was like, that makes sense because honestly, her life doesn't make sense until they found her in the woods. Like, yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Oh my gosh.
And also because she never hints at her life before.
Right.
So I was like, okay, well, you know, is it because she doesn't remember? If she doesn't remember, that makes sense.
My biggest problem with the lab, though, is that number one's motive to me was never totally clear. He hints at his parents doing
he
bad things.
He didn't want to reproduce and die. He's just psycho.
I wanted a clear motivation because he hints at his parents doing bad things, but we never learned what he witnessed.
The father and the baby set on fire whenever he was away. That's really random sentences. Remember whenever the dad went and it was fighting in a war and they made a bomb go off in this house and he thought it was empty. Or he thought it was full of soldiers and there was a baby in it.
Yeah, but they never made that connection with Henry.
Mm-hmm.
They did? I mean, I know he made him see the baby on fire, but like...
Yeah, that's what he meant by he saw his dad do bad things. He saw his memories.
Oh,
they did not explain
that.
Yeah, that's what he meant, like, saw him do bad things. That's what he meant.
Okay.
The mom never explained.
Yeah, I was like, can you please show me what you witnessed?
I really wish, like, please? They showed or hinted at, like, an affair or something. Because that would make sense. Maybe he didn't watch it again. I don't know. But I know that...
Those episodes are long,
it's
Ashlyn.
Like, we had to dissect it. Jada's like, no, leave
it.
I have a life to live. We have more shows to watch.
I know. This is one and done. However, number one was an extremely handsome, and I cannot fault them for that. I would actually give them points back.
They picked a good actor.
Multiple stars for Jamie Bauer being cast.
You did? You know that was his real voice?
Yes! I showed you that video, because I sent Ashlyn videos.
Because we were just looking while we were separated by a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Memes were exchanged.
I was sending her pictures of Jamie Campbell Bauer, because I was like, look at this man! That's a short story in the making. I forgot I had a crush on him until I watched Stranger Things season 4 and I went, oh my gosh, it's the guy from Mortal Instruments.
And then the crush was reborn.
Yep, it's bad.
Through Vecna.
The snowstorm made it worse.
It's okay. We'd be like this sometimes. Amber's like this with it. It's fine.
Oh gosh. Don't remind me.
Okay,
the only story I was fully invested in was the Hawkins kids.
Hawkins kids were amazing.
They
Let's
were so
talk
good.
About Eddie.
My mom wants me to date him.
Yes, I know. Listen, we found an Eddie lookalike at karaoke.
I know, but I don't think she'd like him as much.
No.
She literally looked at him. She only watched the first two episodes.
But no, what's funny is that your mom is a drug dealer.
She just looks at me one day and goes, you should date guys more like Eddie. And I'm like, you only saw the first two episodes. And
what,
that's
the
like,
first two episodes?
You didn't even make it to like the good part.
For the first two episodes, he's a drug dealer.
I guess she was like, man, him and Chrissy had something. I wish Chrissy was my daughter.
Man, you know what? I did hear a story that whenever they actually didn't rehearse the lines with both of them until that they were
Aww.
Shooting on set. And then they saw the chemistry and they're like, damn it. They're like, we missed something. It's
they
like,
did.
Yes, you did. Honestly, what we think is that we have this, I had this bad habit of creating a character, making them very well-rounded and very good, and then killing them off.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, making them go away and then them not contribute to the plot at all. Stranger Things has done this multiple times. So whenever Eddie was introduced, I automatically did not form a connection with him because I was like, you're gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in the most stupid way ever.
Yes. He
was like, I will not run. It's like, I'm not gonna run away. I'm just gonna run into this whole mob of bats and hope I live.
Right, and be like, I'm not running. And I'm like, no, your character arc isn't even coming full circle. Like, it's still
no.
a line.
It just doesn't make sense.
I loved him.
And
you were like, I'm not running. I'm like, no, this is the exact situation where you run.
Well, you can keep him and then keep him for season 5.
Yeah, like Ashlyn.
Like you did Billy.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew Billy was gonna die.
Like Ashlyn said, I feel like They
did that with Max as well.
They did. They write in all these throwaway characters to express things the current characters won't. And I have some examples. Fred telling Nancy about her own relationship problems right before Fred died. Fred was the guy with the glasses.
Oh, damn, I forgot about him. I did not have a Homer connection.
The Russian character is just kind of existing, but not moving the story forward.
Russian character for season 3.
The Alexei. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah. I remember. They've done us dirty multiple times.
Multiple times.
So.
Ooh, the one guy that, I want to call her Joanna so much. It's not Joanna. Nah. It's not her, though. What's her name? Josephine. You know what I'm talking about.
Joyce.
Damn.
Josephine Joanna.
Joanna.
We have to watch Sweeney Todd again now that I'm on this Jamie Campbell Bauer thing.
We really do, though. I'm so up for it. I almost did the other day.
Mortal Instrument, like all of it.
We should just have a Vecna binge.
Feed my addiction.
Max was thrown away. Mm-hmm. And even though you can be like, no, she was introduced in season 2. She was introduced to die. Let me tell you why. They're just too scared to kill off main characters, and that's not okay.
No.
Kill them off. I can name a couple that can die. I think Steve's gonna die.
I love how I thought you were fake thinking. I thought you were gonna be like, Mike.
I wasn't gonna say it first off, but yes, Mike. Because he doesn't make it. Why are you here? Honestly think Steve's gonna die in season 5.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because we don't. Let me tell you why. If you ever wonder who's gonna die, think of these rules. What is their motivation? What do they get at the end of the story? Will they just be exactly where they were? Where's their growth? Where's the future plans? Steve has none. We don't know he's going to college. We don't know his family or his parents. We're not emotionally connected that way. He has Nancy, but does he?
Mm-hmm.
And then he has Robin, but does he? He has his children, but honestly, that's...
His children he treated like crap this season.
Poor Dustin. But, like, he does have... Like, everyone in the circle is super connected to him, but we know nothing about his outside life.
No, I agree. I completely agree. Some good writing tips there, bud.
And honestly, it would just bring more characterization to Nancy. Nancy will live. Because she has a career that she's going for.
Yeah, I wanted to add on to that I felt like Steve and Nancy's character arc this season was their exact character arc in the first season.
Really? I don't think so.
I thought so. Because it's just the same. They don't do anything and Nancy's like, I'm not going to be like the rest of the people here.
Well, no, Nancy in the first season conformed to fit Steve's ideal of a woman.
That's true.
She didn't do that this season. He kind of conformed.
They switched roles.
Yeah. But honestly, okay, so this
Thank you for making me right.
Well, actually, I think this is where me and Jana, we differ. I think that Steve had to go through all of these seasons to develop to be on Nancy's level.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was very kindergarten love puppy, and she wanted something more mature, and he could not give that to her. Jonathan could at the time because he's also gone through a lot of trauma.
Yeah,
which just resulted in trauma bonding. But I think that he needed to go and figure out what he wanted, and figure out what kind of life he wanted. And right. Now that he and her are on the same page, now I think they could get together.
Mm-hmm.
Jana does not agree with me.
No, I don't. I think Steve deserves better than Nancy.
I can see your point. I just don't think... I think out of everyone in this world, there's no one better. And he also tried to date around multiple women, and he couldn't find anyone else that he liked more, which also leads to the fact that he's tried to be back a player, and he can't.
Yeah.
Because he's in love with her. So.
Yeah.
That's my 2 cents.
I get your 2 cents. I just don't want them.
And we disagree to
Even
disagree.
Even in this economy.
Even in this economy. This is how you disagree peacefully, people.
Peacefully.
Is it though? We didn't throw hands before this. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a fight. My coffee table didn't trip me.
It was never the coffee table.
It was only Ashlyn.
I pushed her.
So I did watch volume 1 with my roommate at the time, Kat. Mm-hmm. And we got back together recently and we're talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I love Robin. She's great. The girl she's crushing on is her, but with red hair.
Oh my god.
And I went, you're right.
I love that actress, though. She plays on Anne with an E. And you need to watch it, because it's amazing. She still looks like she plays Annie with an E in this movie.
Very
I'm like,
typecasted, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking you were the same.
I just had to throw that in there, because she had me rolling with that comment. I was like, oh my gosh, you're right.
Yeah.
I do think Lucas and Max had the most character growth this season.
I think Max is dead, 100% brain dead.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no coming back from that, and I think Elle was very selfish.
Also, like, are we just bringing people back to life now when we feel like it?
Well, I mean, like, it makes sense how she did it. I don't think Max should ever come back because, I mean,
Please explain it to me because I don't understand it.
Let me explain. So,
Elle... Mansplain it.
Let me mansplain it so you know nothing.
Well, actually.
Well, actually, this is how it is supposed to be. Anyway. So what I take it as is that Elle, it can force things to happen, obviously, with her mind control or whatever. Her telepathy.
Mm-hmm.
If we're wanting to get technical about it. However, so it would make sense that she reached into Max and started her heart again.
Okay.
In her organs. However,
oh,
she cannot.
That's what she did.
She cannot control her head or her soul. So it's very much like Elle can do anything. She can even save people. No, she cannot. Which is why it's mean, and I feel like it was very selfish of her. And I think she's starting to figure out why she's really upset. It's because she was like, I'll bring her back. I'll restart her heart. But she's already brain dead.
Mm-hmm.
So now Elle is the only one mourning her because Elle knows she's gone.
Yeah.
And you can't get her back.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else still thinks that there's hope, and that was very selfish of her.
That makes sense.
So she's going through her own mourning, and she don't want to tell anyone that she's dead.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Ew.
So, I don't, and even though, I'm sure there's some people out there that think, like, oh no, Max can come back, she can find her. No, she's dead. She is dead.
Yeah. I mean, that was the death that had the most emotional impact on me. Like, Eddie's death, yes.
Oh my god, yeah, I cried hard.
But Eddie's death was also like,
it was because
run!
Of Lucas,
just yeah, Lucas holding. Oh my gosh,
that's what made me cry. Honestly, if she died by herself, I'd be like, I
just
sad tear.
Just those scenes leading up to it, like him asking her out on the like Taylor Swift, you know,
that's
paper,
so cute,
and then her drawing. I was like, oh no, something terrible is going to happen to him.
He's been good boy whole time.
I know. That's why I thought they were the most interesting characters this season because they had this.
And
this
she
totally
actually,
opposite arcs, but then they came back together at the end.
And she actually kind of shows what trauma does to someone.
Yes.
I mean, everyone should be going through this. And
absolutely.
This, and she is.
I mean, just her confessing her feelings in the attic to, like, Lauren Beckman.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is the highlight of the season.
But I will
congrats.
Yeah. And honestly, but that's also another hint. It's, there's nothing else for her. That was the end of her character arc. She's dead. That's why there's lots of
I shouldn't
one.
Laugh. It's just the way you're looking at me when you said
she's
that.
She's dead. With an eyebrow raise. Well, I mean, I don't know. We're very disconnected to plot lines and stuff like that because we do this. We're like, that was stupid. This person should die.
Right.
I mean, how many people have we killed in our books? They died with purpose.
So do you want to dive into 8?
Oh my god.
Just quickly, I have like 2 lines.
I will say that you did tell me there was a graphic novel explaining all the kids' different
yes,
things.
Yes, I still haven't found it. I read it once.
Maybe they took it away.
I know. It's in my library somewhere. No, they can't take it away from the library.
They can't take it away from that? No.
We have everything. You don't understand.
We're the government.
No. We hoard. We're not the government. We're hoarders. there's a graphic novel that is apparently canon, and it explains these... like when they first started the Nina Project or whatever, and they have all these kids with different abilities. Did we see that in the season?
No. That's
something. They meet 8, they meet 11, they have all these characters canon. The main character can see the future. Their possible futures. And I was like, man, the writers are cowards. Because they took it out.
That's not
like, everyone gets telepathy. Telepathy for you. Check under your seat, telepathy for you. Like, no, Oprah, give them some different powers. I want this to be my X-Men.
Exactly. Well, also, I will say this. I never liked the idea of 8 ever since season 2.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like her then. Let me tell you why. It's not because she's a bad character. It's just because I did not like Elle's little go find myself in season 2 because that literally led to nothing.
You didn't like their little road trip?
No. She's like, I'm going to go find my mom. Found mom. I was like, we understand. She's like, I'm going to go find my sister. I'm like, okay. And then she was like, I don't like y'all. And then she left. And it's like, well, that did nothing for the plot. 8 never came back. Like, honestly, it's like, is she different? No, I don't think so.
Yeah. For me, it's not so much that 8 wasn't in the season. It's that no one had different powers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that hurt me because I was like, this was going to be my X-Men. We've referenced the X-Men literally in season 1. Season 2, they reference X-Men comic books. I'm like, yes, all the different powers. And then this one, they're like, you can move things with your mind.
Can we also quickly touch on the fact of how the dimension was made?
Yes, we can. I have a note about it.
Because I will say this. I still think my idea is better.
Yes. Tell them your idea.
My idea, which I thought they were going to go towards, is... because you have to think of, why is there another dimension that looks exactly like Hawkins? Like another, you know, parallel universe.
Yeah.
My idea was that the hive mind was a parasite. And it goes to different universes and it eats everything, sucks up the life, and then it moves on, which would explain why it's trying to get into our universe and suck all the life out, because that's just what it does.
Not like the life's already been sucked out of us.
Yeah, and then they are like, oh no, Vecna made the whole thing. I was like, but I really like my idea better, because it explains the whole four seasons.
I wrote down a couple, because I liked your idea a lot. I wasn't a fan of the creation of the Upside Down either. With all the buildup, I wanted more than a guy who was force-pushed too hard into a wall that it ripped the universe. Henry could have discovered a portal to the Upside Down when he was a kid, and it twisted him, making him want to destroy the whole world.
Yep.
Brenner could have known about the Upside Down and been obsessed and trying to use the kids to open a portal. Yep. It's not explained. I love the parasite idea. I love literally anything but what happened. I was okay with Henry stumbling in and being able to use his powers to, like, create it, but there needed to be a better, like, why it existed.
I'm not saying that Vecna shouldn't have existed. I'm just saying I don't think he should have been the main... I don't think he should have been the brains behind the operation.
Yeah.
That's too easy.
Yeah, no. Too easy. No,
too easy.
He's like a colonizer. He just came in and made it his own.
They did bring together the whole spider thing in the hive mind, what it looked like. They did do that.
We had a good laugh over that.
Oh, no.
We were like, man, your sketch sucks so bad, we thought it was a D&D character.
Oh, no.
That's not a spider.
Well, I think that is all the time we have,
And that's all I have.
We kind of went a little over. But that's okay.
It's okay. It was
two seasons.
You know what?
Guys.
It's a long episode in honor of freaking long episodes of this season.
Also, I will leave
way too long.
My last thought on this is I thought this was the last season.
I wanted it to be.
That's what I was promised. And I feel gypped, and I have to wait till like 2024.
You were bamboozled. Your jams were jimmied.
I thought people were gonna die. I was like, I'm ready for this to end. This is fine. Maybe that's why I like accepted a lot of these plot holes, because like, it's fine. Yeah. You know, you're trying to wrap it up. Season 5.
Nope.
Stay tuned. Because apparently we all will be stay tuned for another 2 years.
Will my coffee table kneecap me again? We'll see.
We'll find better friends.
Well, thank
Probably
you guys.
Probably not.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on social media. We are on Instagram at Plotted Podcast.
Yes.
Subscribe. And we have a website that is connected to our Spotify page, I believe. I'm still figuring out the things.
Yes, I'm sure we're all trying to figure out, you know, everything is content.
Everything is content. Everything is content. Everything is content. Stay tuned for our album.
Exactly. So anyway, we will talk to you later.
Yeah! We have a sign off.
Yes!
Okay, bye.